Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for our 2020 theme, Take Another Look. Thank you so much for joining me for this installment. Please be sure to have a Bible in hand and a notebook to write down scriptures and references, amen, and even the commentary. Take notes. Amen. I gave you quite a few references the other day, although every time we go through the scriptures, we might not refer to all of those. I will do a summation at the end of each chapter so that we can bring a lot of those scriptures in. Amen. So take a look at those. Hopefully you wrote them down. If you didn't, go back to the archives. Listen to the overviews in the overview. I believe it's in part two. There is an abundance of scriptures. So please take a look at those. Have them sitting next to you while we're going through the chapters and the verses, amen, so that the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you about the things that we're saying. You can compare scripture with scripture and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Glory to God. Amen. The Word of God is unique in respect of every other book that is written, and that it is a living word. Amen. It is alive. Amen. And it is working. It is bringing forth salvation. Amen. It is bringing forth life. Glory to God. It is correcting. Amen. It is sitting down people and it is standing up people. It is moving people from one place and another. Amen. It is healing. Glory to God. The Word of God. It is life. Amen. And everything that we have need of for life and liberty, it is in the Word. Let's take another look. Amen. And this, our 2020 theme, amen, we are taking another look at the Word of God, amen, because we don't want to miss anything that the Lord has for us. Amen. Jesus let us know in the Word of God that it lets us know that every promise that the Lord has given to us is yea and amen, yes, and so be it. So there are so many promises, amen, and we have not gotten through all of the Word of God just yet, and we don't want to miss any of it. So although you may be one who reads through the Word of God each year as I do, you don't want to miss any of the promises that the Lord has for me. We don't want to miss any of his instruction. It might be important for today or even for tomorrow or in the next hour that we hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So it's so important that we take another look and consider those things that we thought we already knew. Amen. Look at it again, because every time, and I said this before, every time we look at the Word of God, he will give us a new revelation. He'll give us more understanding than we gained the last time. Perhaps we weren't ready, amen, for the next level of understanding at the time we read it the last time. But this time, amen, we're prayerful. We come before the Lord prayerfully, and we come before him asking him to heal us and to help us. Amen. And to open our eyes to the truth. We need the truth so desperately to be manifested in our lives and in our situations and in our communities and in the atmosphere all around us. The days are dire. Amen. Men are failing. Amen. Their strength is failing. But the Spirit of God is a lifter of our heads. He said so. Amen. There's a song that says, Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Amen. I believe that is written in Psalms 3:3, I think. Amen. I'll take a look at it a little bit later and we'll confirm that. But in the meantime, you can take a look. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as unbelievers. We know how. Just asking you, Lord God, to open our hearts and open our minds to receive life from your word, your life-giving word, Lord God. Let it nourish us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we're asking you, Lord God, to dig down deep into our souls, into the recesses of our minds, Lord God. And, Lord, clear out the cobwebs, clear out the misunderstandings and the misconceptions and the things that we thought we understood, Lord God, that we actually didn't understand. And give us a clarity, Lord God, of thought and a clarity of mind, a clarity of speech, a clarity in our walk with you. Show us the ways of salvation, Lord God, and we will walk therein. Oh, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, I ask that you bless each and every listener on tonight, Lord God, wherever they are, all over the world. Each of us having a different need, Lord God, that we are all simultaneously lifting up before you, Lord, even if we don't utter a word, we're still lifting up something into your presence. Lord God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you look at all of the petitions even right now, Lord God, and that you bless your people. Bless all those that are listening, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, out of all the voices that we hear, to hear yours most of all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We're looking at the book of James, amen, verse by verse with commentary and references. Remember, I told you I gave you references in the overview that hopefully you have side by side as we're going through this study. This is more a teaching than a preaching, although I tend to get a little bit preachy from time to time. But this is more of a teaching, so please have those notes nearby. Put questions maybe in your margins and email me. My email address is elderljt@gmail.com, elderljt@gmail.com. Please email me if you have questions, if you feel like you need me to go over an aspect of anything that we've been talking about, please let me know. I will do that. If you did not understand something I said, perhaps I went too fast, please let me know. I will be happy to set aside some time just for that, just to answer questions from emails, just to go back over information, just to clarify an area, just to bring light, amen, to something that you don't understand. I'm more than happy to do that. So please email me and let me know what those areas are and what those questions may be, and I will make the time, amen, in one of these installments just for that. Amen. That is all we will cover, is those questions, if I have enough of them. If not, I will, at the top of each installment, I will do a Q&A and just bring forth those questions and answers at the top of a lesson. Okay? Praise God. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. He is God, and there is no other. Amen. There is salvation in no other name except the name of Jesus. It is the only name whereby we must be saved. Amen. There is not a name, living or dead, except for the Lord Jesus, that will bring forth salvation for all of mankind. Amen. The Word of God lets us know, amen, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Jesus, He is that Word. Amen. He wrapped Himself in flesh, dwelt among us, had like passions as we do. He knows exactly what it feels to be a human being. So He knows what our concerns are. He knows what we feel at any given moment, because He is also our Creator. So He sees us. He understands us. He knows us. He understands the power of the tongue, the power of the words that come out of our mouth. He knows exactly what those things mean, what they do, the damage that they can cause, the blessing that goes forth by the mouth. The tongue itself is very powerful. He understands all of that. Amen. When He was here on earth, men actually cursed Him. They called Him the devil. Amen. They tried to kill Him while He was here. He understands all of our cares. He understands what it is to be hungry, what it is to be tired, what it is to be sleepy. He understands what it is to have your name be maligned when you haven't done anything to cause them to lie about you, to ruin your reputation. You've done nothing, and yet here you are. Jesus understands it all. So whoever you are, be encouraged in the name of Jesus, and He will lift you up. He is the lifter of your head on today. Amen. I have had many instances in my life that I felt so low and so crushed by things that people were saying about me, things that they were accusing me of doing, things that I had never even thought about doing ever, didn't even come to my mind. And yet people were bringing these accusations and telling me I didn't, and telling me, just admit it, you did so-and-so. And I ended up apologizing for things that I never did and never even conceived in my mind or in my heart to do. And yet the enemy came against me in that way. So I know exactly what that's like, and the Lord knows best of all. And He recovered me out of those things. There's a reason that we go through those things. We don't always understand why we go through certain trials and tribulations. Sometimes the Lord will let us know, and other times we'll just grow from them. We'll go through them and grow, and we won't even understand why exactly that happened, but we'll find ourselves on the other side. And sometimes it happens so insidiously and so gradually that we didn't even realize we had crossed over into a new level, into a new area, into a new space. We didn't even know we crossed over because it was so insidious and because the Lord guided us so carefully, and he carefully healed us, and he carefully surgically removed some of those scars from those pains and those sorrows and those things. And sometimes we still feel the sting of those things. And yet the Lord is here, and he is still healing, and he is still delivering, and he is still moving, and we're still alive. Although the devil wanted us dead, we're still here by the power of God Almighty, by the power of our Savior Jesus Christ. We're still here. So whoever you are, that's for you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I'm reading from the book of James. James chapter 3. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths, and that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, when though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? I have read to you from James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. I didn't want to go any further. I actually had intended to read the whole thing, but we're only covering a couple of verses at a time. Amen. And the verses we're covering today are verses 3 through 6. Last time we covered verses 1 and 2. Amen. And I'm just going to read that section over as we begin talking about verses 3. 4, 5, and 6 tonight. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. Those scriptures we covered on the last time. Hopefully you have your notes. If not, please go back to the archives, to the beginning where we started the book of James verse by verse. And it says with references on that one. Go to that one. I believe it was on the 23rd that we did that particular lesson. So today we're working on verses 3 through 6. And it is, behold, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us. And we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Amen. I've read verses 1 through 6, and we are looking at verses 3, 4, 5, and 6. James here gives he gives two illustrations, amen, beginning at verse 3, that are easy to envision. Even if we are not equestrians or shipmasters, we do have access to this information on Google searches, on television, and in movies. We have seen, amen, ships being maneuvered through rough waters, and we've seen horses, amen, being controlled by their riders. We've even watched horse races with their jockeys and how they're able to get their horses to move through the tracks and win races. We've seen those things. We've watched as those riders directed those horses in the direction that they wanted them to go. That bit that they use as part of that assembly to control the horse is commonly called a mullein or a bridle. And we watch them use that small apparatus to maneuver this large, beautiful animal, amen, and to control it to go in the direction that rider wanted it to go. We've also watched in amazement as huge ships were steered by a small rudder, commonly called the helm, amen, through rough waters and fierce terrain. And the water, I say terrain, but I'm talking about fierce storms. I mean, we've watched in movies how they've actually made it through these really fierce storms, these large ships. Amen. We've also seen the ones that ended up crashing because the waves overtook them, but they were able to control those ships by a small apparatus as well, amen, called the helm. Just small equipment, these small things, small equipment to control such large, and I'm going to call them entities. The tongue also is a small organ in the human body with a wide range of purposes, such as tasting and swallowing. It aids in breathing, licking, and articulates speech. It is the latter that we are speaking of here, the articulation of speech. Such a small member, and out of it comes such lofty, grandiose, egotistical things. The word James uses here in verse 5 is alheo, and it means to boast, to talk big. It means to be arrogant or to use egotistical speech, to bear oneself loftily, amen, to brag on yourself, to make yourself look bigger than you actually are. That word, to boast great things, is referring to that Greek term, alheo. He says, look what a fire it causes. We have seen it when the victim of it, and perhaps we have started the fire ourselves. We've seen it. We've been the victim of it. And perhaps we started the fire ourselves. We've all been guilty at one time or another of not controlling our tongue, of allowing it to go further than it should have gone. One person's anger at another spreads lies among their friends, and that increasingly gets bigger and bigger. A little smolder turns into a blazing inferno. Husband and wife bicker and fight and say things that hurt one another to the core, only to find out later that it was all a mistake. But that fire that started still burns. people of God, listen to the voice of the enemy and leap to unfounded conclusion and allow vile things to come out of their mouth, severing relationships, damaging their witness, and ruining their reputations and the reputations of others. What a small organ the tongue is. And it is a fire full of sin, and every wickedness comes forth out of it. And with our words, we change the direction of our entire lives and the lives of those around us. The tongue discourages. It kills dreams. It ruins friendships. It causes divorce. It alienates, destroys, maligns. It is also one that will burn to cinders anything in its wake. The tongue is a small organ, but behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. My God, that's our lesson for today. Amen. Looking at those verses in James, I know it seems like we're leaving on such a negative note, but it is so important that we understand the power of our tongues and the negativity and the consequences of the negative things that come out of our mouths. We must understand that out of our mouth, our tongue can bring forth life or death. The Word of God lets us know, and we'll see that shortly in our study here. But I'm going to pray over you, Amy, before I let you go, because we're going to bring forth more of the Word of God later. Amen. But I want the Lord to keep you, and I'm asking that you consider everything that we've looked over. Go over in your study. Go through all of the references that I've given you. Go over the overview. Listen again to the archives from the beginning through today. Amen. You'll get a much fuller picture. We want to look at the big picture of the entire study. As I said, I will bring forth a summation at the end, but it's going to seem like it's a piece here and a piece there, because it really is, because we're going verse by verse. So take a look at it from the beginning to where we are now, so that you can get a picture of where we are. Amen. I need you to do this prayerfully. Amen. I'm praying for you, and I want you to pray for yourself. Amen. Because we want everything that God has for us. And that means that we need to also see the warnings that he has given us, so that we don't do those things that are destructive to our witness and to our lives. Because not only does the tongue destroy us, I mean, other people, it destroys us. Every time we say a horrible thing to someone else, we're destroying ourselves too. It might feel good to somebody to feel like they've gotten somebody told, or they got somebody back for something they did, but that is self-destructive. Not only have you killed their spirit, but you've also killed yours. So keep that in mind. We're not trying to commit spiritual suicide here. We are bringing forth the word of life, and with the word of life, there is warning, so that we can retain this life, and so that we can live a better life. And the scripture lets us know, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Those things that we send out into the atmosphere, they're going to come back in one way or another. And we must always consider that. How would I want someone to speak to me? Would I want somebody to just go completely off on me without asking me any questions? Because sometimes something may have come out of my mouth and that they did not understand, and they were immediately offended. But if you come to me and say, hey, I really didn't understand what you were saying, could you clarify? Because that kind of felt negative to me, and I'm not sure what you were saying. Say something. And speak kindly to your brothers and sisters and to all men, because every time we go out into the marketplace, into our cities and into our neighborhoods and even among our families, we are representing the Lord. So in every part of our conversation, we are representing him. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm getting tongue-tied tonight. We represent him. And we want to take full advantage. amen of everything that he has for us. I want everything the Lord has for me, including the warnings. Because when he says, don't step left, I don't want to step left, because whatever's to the left, if he's telling me not to step left, there is death and danger to the left. So I don't want to step left. So that's why these warnings are here for us. So we don't step headlong into these warnings. He's telling us the tendency of our tongue. This is the tendency of the tongue. It is a world of evil. This is the tendency of the tongue because of sin. But when we come to the Lord, we become a new creature, and old things have passed away and all things have become new. But now we still, amen, we have an enemy, amen, that wants to crush us. He wants to kill us. He wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy our destiny. He wants to distract us from the path of blessing that the Lord has set before us. So we have to listen when the Lord is warning us, because the enemy is constantly prodding, trying to get us to do those things that the Lord is warning us not to do. We must listen. We must hear. And we must read the word prayerfully, study it prayerfully. Lord Jesus, if this is me, Lord Jesus, help me to see. Lord Jesus, help me, Lord God, to speak words of life, Lord, to speak words kindly, to consider, Lord God, that all of us have a story. All of us have something happening in our lives. All of us do. And even when somebody, maybe even accidentally, raises their voice, it's not necessarily because they have any aught with you at all. Maybe they're just having a horrible day, and it just came out wrong. We're human, all of us. We all feel what's happening in the atmosphere. We all feel what's happening all around us. We feel it, and we feel it deeply. And the Lord sees, and he knows, and he understands. He was here himself. He experienced these things. So he sends a warning to tell us, look what a great fire this little member is. Kindle. But he's not telling us because there's no hope. He's telling us because it is. Because when we receive the power of the Holy Ghost, he, the Holy Ghost, will lead us into all understanding. The Holy Ghost will teach us how to control our spirit. Remember, I gave you scriptures and proverbs about being able to control your spirit. Glory to God. We'll talk about those further. Amen. But look at those. Take a look at them. Amen. Pray. Talk to the Lord. Talk to him about your own life. If you see yourself in these scriptures, talk to the Lord about it. He already knows anyway. But it's very cathartic, cleansing for you to talk to him, for you to pour it out before the Lord, and for you to ask him for his help. He helps us. He told us to cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. We don't have to carry any of this stuff ourselves. The Lord said he would carry it. We are not equipped. Our minds are not equipped to carry the cares of this life. Amen. We see people actually losing their minds because our minds are not equipped to carry this. That's why the Lord tells us to cast your cares on me. Be anxious for nothing. He tells us to do that because he wants to take it for us. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. We're running out of time, but I will see you soon with the next verses. Amen. I am praying for you. Pray for me and pray for us as we continue to take another look. We want everything the Spirit of God has for us, and we are not leaving his presence without it. God bless you. Amen.